Well, it's time for our weekly look at another Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. We will refer to intimate partner violence in IPV several times, just so you are aware over the course of this conversation. We continue with our look at the education and training banner, and we are up to recommendation number 27. Last week, we were talking about integrating IPV education into schools, and this sort of takes that to the next level. Number 27 says, develop a roster of resources available to support classroom teachers in the delivery of primary, secondary, and post-secondary programming where local IPV professionals are not available. And I can't believe I forgot to introduce the person who is speaking with us today and speaking on this, Lanark County Interval House Executive Director, Aaron Lee. Aaron Lee, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
We had a great conversation last week about education, and I said it was it's a straightforward recommendation that gets very complex, as you go to implement it. This really speaks to the implementation, if I'm not mistaken, because you are at this point, as it says, developing a roster of resources to support those teachers who we spoke of before. Easier said than done, I would imagine.
I think it is easier said than done. I think that in communities where there are no IPV services or dedicated services, it's important for us to reflect on what we learned going through a pandemic. We have been able to manage to figure out how to have hybrid services, how to reach isolated folks, even during a pandemic. So I think we need to be creative. I think we need to think about things like Neighbors, Friends, and Family is an organization that you can go to online that helps and provides some resources. The Assaulted Women's Helpline has resources online. I think there are lots of resources at the Center for Research and at various universities that are doing in-depth research on issues of intimate partner violence. What I think really from a very basic kind of entry points is I think it's important for resources that are factual and up to date to be available. In our community right now, we've launched a keychain, and that keychain has a QR code on one side and a picture of our new mosaic that will be launching in May. And when you use that QR code, it takes you to all the resources in your local community. So it takes you to all the Leonard County resources around supporting victims of violence. Those kinds of tools are tools that we need to make sure are available to our teachers who are navigating the system and may very, very quickly at the turn of a dime need some information and immediate response. So I think there's online, there's hybrid, there's being able to create and nurture relationships. And then I think there are practical resources like the See It, Name It, Change It curriculum and the keychain that leads you right to some resources. And then there's the phone in terms of picking up the phone, calling a crisis line and asking the questions and getting the support you need.
I'm guessing that the challenge won't be the message. We know the message that has to get across to people of all ages. I think the challenge is going to be tapering that message to the different age groups. And that's really an age-old problem that our schools have faced throughout the years. When is it appropriate to, for lack of a better term, release certain information to the children, while at the same time still teaching and protecting them?
Yeah, I think that if we start off at a place that our role as teachers or people that are raising children, if we think about keeping safety at the center of that at all age levels, then I think it'll help guide us. I think that, it's very easy for teachers to talk about what do you do if there's a fire. Right. It's very easy for us when we were kids to learn to stop, drop and roll. But nobody talked to us about if you see violence, you need to name violence so that we can change violence, which is where the See It, Name It, Change It campaign comes from. So I think that, we have to give ourselves permission to recognize that our kids need to be empowered from a very early age to know how to articulate what body parts are, to understand about healthy touching and appropriate touching, to be able while to know it's okay to say that's an okay feeling or not an okay feeling or a yes or a no feeling. And I think we need to empower kids, and we need to decide where those entry points are, as you said, when we talk about it. But if we keep the health and safety of our kids right at the center of that, I think it'll really help shift the dial in terms of what our kids are learning and how we can support them to learn more accurate and up-to-date information. Kids are navigating computers and the internet at a very young age. So we got to shift our dial in terms of offering them up-to-date information so they can be informed about the kind of choices and the kind of things that are out there that could impact them.
We know that Lanark County Interval House, the OPP, already very involved with our schools. I don't want to say, does that give you a leg up, but is that common across organizations such as yours to have that kind of rapport with the schools? Because it seems to me that when you have those partners involved with the school boards, that this, it won't be easy, but it will certainly be easier.
I think that, years ago, the Ministry of Education prioritized school-based anti-violence programs. And I think that that really helped many agencies create that relationship with schools. And I think that when the Ministry of Education ended that school-based anti-violence fund, I think that that started to create space between anti-violence agencies and schools. I think that many anti-violence agencies make effort. I think that it's very challenging to get in to schools, especially with the levels and the layers of permission that are required for professionals to enter school systems. I think most school systems have a relationship with their local police around community liaison officers, and I think that's really good. I don't think that all school boards have relationships or initiatives with anti-violence agencies, and I think that that's something that we need to push. And again, right, it comes back to, I think it was last week, I talked about the importance of relationships and nurturing those relationships and finding common ground. If none of us are trying to create more clients for each other, none of us are trying to create and seek more issues. We're all trying to create a safer living environment for families, and especially in our rural communities where isolation is much more prevalent.
All right. Well, we're going to stop it there for this week, Aaron. I really appreciate that. Lots to think about, for sure. Next week, we switch gears a little bit. We're still in the education and training, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the justice system. Start talking about the justice system. So we look forward to that conversation. As always, Aaron, it was a pleasure to have you here on Lake 88.
And my gratitude to you and to Lake 88.
I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening. This is Lake 88.1 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.